The December's first album for Capitol Records is a sprawling epic drawing inspiration from a Japanese folktale called The Crane Wife. The band worked with Death Cab for Cutie's Chris Walla on producing the disc. Today, Colin Malloy and company join us to play live, and I began by asking Colin about that folktale that led to the title track, The Crane Wife, and the resulting three-part song.
In my head, it was going to be a longer song, but I knew that I didn't want to build the entire record around it. But that said, it's also the title track, and so inevitably there is a suggestion that there is a running theme through the whole thing.
Where did you become aware of the folktale?
I was working at a bookstore and just found this kid's book, a picture book, based on The Crane Wife, and read it and thought it was really interesting and beautiful. And this was a couple years ago, well before the recording of Picaresque. In fact, I think I had thought that at the time that I would be working on the song as a song for what eventually became Picaresque, but I never finished it, and it felt unfinished. It felt not right. So I tried a different version of it, and that didn't feel right by itself. And so 2 years later, I finally, after it's kind of the song that I think I've wrangled with the longest in my life, really.
And if that was that long ago, what about the other material? Did that come together when you finally got...
A lot of that stuff happened right before. Only a few of the songs had been written prior to a couple months before the recording. So a lot of them were written in January and part of February. So we'd come off tour in Europe, and I was going to have a baby. Well, not I wasn't, but Carson, my girlfriend, was going to have a baby in mid-February. And so I knew I had this kind of a month and a half to write all the material for the record. So I gave myself kind of banker's hours and went over to Chris Wallace's house. He had a house that he wasn't living in at the time because he was on tour. And I would just go over there during the day and just work on songs.
That's a luxury. That must have been...
It was really nice. I'd never written like that before. I've always written just slowly over time. But I had, I kind of was forced into a different process with this record.
Now, wait a minute. Let's make sure that everybody has this clear. This was the time you had before the baby, not the time after the baby.
No, the time after the baby, I lost. I'll never get it back. No,
folks, consider that. That's the greatest form of birth control there is.
No, I demoed all of the songs after the baby was born, and so he would wake up at 6 in the morning, and I would feed him and put him back to sleep, and then I would go downstairs and demo the songs onto my laptop. Though the lack of sleep, you can probably hear them in the demos. I'm just slowly losing my mind.
Well, this should be a perfect recreation of that, as the band has driven here overnight and is set up to play live. Do you want to start off with The Crane Wife or another piece of material from here?
We could do that. Okay. Does that seem like that would flow
better?
That
would be great. Now, explain perhaps how we sort of end up with the end of the story at the beginning of the record.
Well, that was when I gave the demos to everybody, there was these three song cycle sort of things, The Island and The Crane Wives. And the way I had positioned them is kind of bookends on the record, but I was like, I was so kind of, not only was I losing my mind from lack of sleep, but also I felt comfortable just kind of ceding authority and ceding any those sorts of decisions, and said, well, if anybody feels like any of these songs should be broken up into individual songs, I'm perfectly fine with that. And everybody seemed to be okay with it, except for Chris Wallace said, why don't we take Crane Wife 3, lop it off the end of that Crane Wife cycle and put it at the beginning of the record. And I think it was totally arbitrary. I think he was just on a bus in the middle of the country and thought that wouldn't that be funny if I made them do that? If I had because I have that power.
He's an evil producer.
So today we take the power back and begin with parts 1 and 2, which is actually at the end of the record. And this is the December is playing live today in the World Cafe.
It was a cold night, and the snow lay round pull my coat tight against the falling down. The sun was all, and the sun was all down. The sun was all, and the sun was all down. I am a poor man, I have a wealth nor fame. I have two hands and a house to my name. The winter's so, winter's so long. The winter's so, the winter's so long. And all the stars were crashing around as I lay eyes on what I'd found. It was a white crane, it was a helpless thing upon a red stain with an arrow in its wing. And it called and cried, and it called and cried so. Call and cry, call and cry so. And all the stars were crashing around as I laid eyes on what I found.
wife arrived at my door in the moonlight. All star bright and tongue-tied, I took a lick. We were married and bells rang sweet for our wedding. In our bedding was ready, we fell in. Sound the keening bell, see it's painted red. Soft as fontanelle, the feathers in the thread. With all I ever meant to do was to keep you, my crane wife, my crane wife, my crane wife. We were poorly, fortunes fading. Found me, she could bring it back. But I was greedy, I was vain, and I forced her to weaving on cold room in the clothes. Sound the keening bell, the sea it's painted red. Soft as fontanelle, the feathers in the thread. When all I ever meant to do was to keep you, my wife, my crane wife, my crane wife. There's a bend in the wind and it rakes in my heart. There is blood in the thread and it rakes at my heart. Rakes at my heart. We'll be right back.
in the Decembers are playing live today in the World Cafe, and that is the first two parts of the suite of songs, The Crane Wife, from whence the title of the album comes. And I'm sitting, as I usually am, in the rhythm section today. John Moen on the snare drum. Nate Query is on the upright bass. Moving around the room, Jenny Conley is playing the accordion today, and behind usually a bunch more instruments. Lisa, last name?
Molinaro.
Molinaro is playing the violin and the small but totally important glockenspiel, particularly on...
It's actually viola.
Viola, excuse me. But I got the glockenspiel right. That's really the part.
I thought you were correcting
me. Perfectly
right. Actually, that's not a viola. That is a glockenspiel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, we here in Philadelphia have the Mummers Parade, which has a history of upright basses being marched down the street with accordions, glockenspiel, and saxophones. It's and banjos. It's a very unusual...
Wow.
You should try that instrumentation.
How
sometime.
Do you march an upright bass down the street?
You got a wheel.
They
wheels.
Or they actually have an elaborate sling that works anyway. And I'm sorry, not to leave Chris Funk out of things, and he was playing mandolin and guitar on that. And
reeling from the Mummers Parade. We want to see the Mummers.
You should come back.
Bring out the Mummers.
Absolutely. Now, thematically... how does the other material fit in? There's some Civil War songs on here. For instance, O Valencia, which is probably the first thing that most of us heard. How does that fit in?
Well, that kind of fits in because it's one of the one of many kind of star-crossed lover themes that continually pop up in our songs, I guess. Initially, it was kind of seen as it's a little bit of a gangland drama. So I don't know how that fits.
Well, can you do that one?
Yes, absolutely.
You belong to the gang, and you say you can't break away, but I'm here with my hands on my heart. Our families can agree on your brother's sworn enemy, but shout out my love to the stars. So wait for the stone on your window, wait by the car. Your brother calling me out, and you ran like a fool to my side. Well, the shot, it hit hard, and your frame went limp in my arms, and an ode of love the car, and we all go, we all go. But our Valencia, with your blood still warm on the ground, Valencia, and we'll burn this whole city down, Valencia.
Once again, the Decemberists are playing live today on the World Cafe, and there's a version of O Valencia, another one you will find on the Crane Wife. Their new one, since we're getting a live session today. One of the things about the band that I think attracted people along the way was the sense of, gosh, let's go put on a show. You know, this kind of community theater aspect of the live shows. Where does that come from for you?
I grew up doing theater when I was a kid. There is a local in Helena, Montana. There was a community theater called Grand Street Theater that had an after-school theater school that I would go to. It was like prerequisite. All Malloys had to go to this theater school, all my cousins and everything. And then I ended up doing theater in college. I actually have a minor in theater. And maybe that's where it comes from.
Did you sing any like major roles in the?
I never had major roles in. Yeah. I mean, I was Jesus in Godspell, which is I guess a major role.
Typecasting, I suppose.
Yeah. but that was just for the theater school. It wasn't like a major performance. I mostly had bit parts in musicals. I actually was doing more straight drama, not doing musicals as much, especially in college.
Now being, you know, on a major label, people think, oh, big advance. Did you use that to kind of work on making the stage show bigger or
no, all of that money just went to taking a long time to make a record,
right.
All the stuff that we do on stage happens really organically, and I've never wanted to have it be the histrionics to be so over the top that it distracts from the performance itself. I think I always wanted people to be able to come to our shows and still just see a rock show and not feel like they were seeing a performance art piece. Though sometimes it toes the line, doesn't it?
Well, one of my favorite songs on here is Summer Song. If you could do that one, that'd be great.
We'd be happy to. Been saying the warm of the waves, I felt to slip into a watery grave. Oh, 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 oh. La da 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 da. Oh, 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 oh. My girl, linen and curls, lips parting like a flag of unfurled. She's down the bend of her hand, digging deep to the sweep of the sand. Oh, 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 oh. La da 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 da. Oh, 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 oh. Summer rides with the length of line. Summer swallowed by a wave. Waylay the din of the day,
boats bobbing in the blue of the bay. In deep, far beneath, all the dead sailors slowly slipping to sleep. Whoa. La da 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 da. My girl, linen in curls, lips parting like a flag of unfurled. She's grand, the bend of her hand, digging deep into the sweep of the sand. Whoa.
Lovely. That is Summer Song from the Decembers, who are playing live for us today. Thank you so much for playing this. Real treat.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
December is our guest, and we'll be back here in a moment on the World Cafe.